in the topic earlier this morning, and that changed my mind this afternoon. So I read another one. Some of this might be familiar to some of you. I read part of this on Facebook a few weeks ago. Part of this is also regurgitating thoughts that I had several years ago, probably 15, 20 years ago, that I'd done a short talk on as well. So, about a month ago, Saturday before Thanksgiving, my beloved grandmother, Sarah Melson, passed away. She completed her sojourn in this world. But she had faithfully fought the good fight. She completed her race, and she's entered into her final rest. And she was among the most generous and serving and encouraging people that I've known. I am so thoroughly blessed to have the privilege of saying that she was and is my grandmother. Honestly, I believe that I took her for granted. I took her for granted because, since she was the epitome of what a grandmother should be. And I didn't truly grasp the depth of the blessing that God gave me as her, gave me to her as her grandchild. Reminiscing with my family afterward, put things into perspective. What sort of things she would commonly do that were really out of the ordinary, and testaments to her godly character. One thing we were talking about, how many times we go to stay with her and she'd give up her bed so that, and because it was the better bed in the house or whatever, so that my parents or whoever could have that one. How many people do that? And that's when they brought that up on. That's what she always, just about always did. As a child, that just seemed to be what people did. And I've never really thought to question them. And as I mentioned when I wrote this on Facebook, I will be endeavoring to pay more attention to those God has blessed me with in my life, not take them for granted, so that I may be thankful for them, for who they are, all that they do, and that I might better love and appreciate them as God would have me do. If you look through the scriptures, look through Paul's letters, how many times does he generally start off his letters with, I am thankful to God for you? Romans 1 verse 8, there's several of these, I'll just run through them fairly quickly. So I'll just read them off instead of turning to them for the sake of time. Romans 1, verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:15-17. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Philippians 1 verse 3. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 2. We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers. Second Thessalonians 1 verse 3. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged, and the love of each one of you toward one another grows ever greater. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. Philemon 1 verse 4. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers. So, the reason I decided to change my topic. Earlier this afternoon, while we're feasting with Gary and Debbie and Orlando and my parents, I had a bit of a fit. Through this last year, I had a friend that God brought into my life. Temporarily, it seems. Who had a great impact on me. Proving to be a catalyst for my growth in God, the Lord. I've had a very hard time giving that friendship up. In large part because I recognized that that friendship was given to me by God. I was not looking for it. And it's been many years since I've had that strong of a friendship. What struck me is how deeply do we feel that each one of us here is a friend given to us by God. How deeply do you feel that? What about those friends we have in other congregations that we meet, even if it's just once? Are we taking each other for granted? Are we taking our Christian family, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children, for granted? Because God gave them to us. Am I taking them for granted? Or am I investing time and energy getting to know them, appreciating them, and loving them as God would have me do? I know I have not done that well.